Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show, live from New York. And now, here are your hosts, LC and Jack.
Welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show, where your host, LC, is holding it down. We thank you, man, I'm charged up, for you joining the show and tuning in to another edition. We are very pumped up this evening. Really have a packed 30 minutes for you. So let's get the show on the road. This show is being brought to you by State Farm Insurance for all your home, auto, and life needs. Check out State Farm. Go to statefarm.com for all those insurance needs. Make sure you got that car covered, that home, and also just as important, that life insurance. If you have a family, you want to make sure they're taken care of. Never know what happens. We thank the man upstairs for allowing us to see another day. Tomorrow is not promised. So check him out. Go to statefarm.com for all those insurance needs. If you want to give us a call this evening, give us a shout. Area code 347-843-4738. Again, there we go, 347-843-4738. Well, LC is holding it down. You know, he's a long-standing soldier. I think Kim is going to join the show this evening. But right now, your partner in crime, LC, is holding it down. Jack will not be able to make the show this evening. So we will roll the show along. Anyway, kind of want to touch on some unfinished business. Everybody knows here I'm just a big sports buff. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, some different things tonight. But, man, I tell you, big Cowboy fan, and it's just been a disastrous season. I get calls in Texas all day long about how great the Cowboys are doing, okay? And everybody knows, double files football, the Cowboys are having a disastrous season. I don't think it can be any worse than how it's going. Had to fire our coach in midseason. And who does that? I don't think, and no NFL team ever does that. The things just got so disastrous that Jerry Jones, the owner, had to put a spark into the team, do something to let them know that you're getting paid and you're getting paid well. And not to embarrass the organization. So organization is about pride, and it's about wearing the star on that helmet. Pride, America's team. We take pride in everything that we do. So fired the coach, put the assistant in charge, and away we go. So we played the Giants this past week, and yes, we torched the Giants, let them know that we do have some pride down in Dallas. We do have pride where the big star, okay? And because we won't make the playoffs this year, we still can come out and play football the way we know it down in Dallas. And you know what? Giants fans all upset this week, but you know, I was able to at least dust off some of my Dallas gear, not be embarrassed. Because all year, man, it's just been a terrible situation. But we had a chance to redeem ourselves a little bit this week, beating up on those Giant fans. So I had the grin on my face all week this week and rubbing it in their faces. So it's been fun as far as this week. So we'll see what happens. We'll see how long the Cowboys will continue to have this new outlook and decide to play Cowboy football the way we know it. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Oh man, I tell you, it's been a rough year. Mets horrible, Cowboys horrible. I guess it's just one of those years. These things do happen. But so we'll see. You're just tuning in. You got LC, your host, holding it down on the LC and Jack radio show. Give us a call. We'd like to get something off your chest. Whatever you got rolling. Area code 347-843-4738. Well, I had to have the show this evening. A lot of buzz in the air. Last night, Monday Night Football, the Eagles play the Washington Redskins. And it was a tremendous night for Michael Vick. Yes, I am saying Michael Vick. Now, Michael this year was on the bench and was not the starter. And it turned out that he got an opportunity due to injury to be the new starting quarterback. And then he had a couple great games, and then he went out hurt. So Michael has since returned the last week's game, and then last night's game. He had a good day. He won the NFL Player of the Week last week, and he also won it this week as well. But let me get down to the nitty gritty here with Michael Vick. A lot of stir on the radio waves out there about Michael Vick. You know, should he have played football? Should he be allowed to play football? You know, everyone knows the story. Michael Vick was convicted of conspiracy, of running a dog fighting operation. And he was sentenced to 23 months in prison, and that's federal prison. So he's out of football for 2 years, from 06 to 08. So, you know, with that said, you know, people are like, how could Michael, you know, this guy, this bad guy, he should not be allowed to play football any longer. And you know what? Yeah, you have, you know, Michael didn't do a great thing. I mean, I think what he did was apprehensive, to say the least. And he made a mistake. But should we allow, everyone in this country should have a second chance, I believe. Really do think that. So, with that said, I think we have Kim from Kim's Commentary on the line. Let me see if Kim is there. Hello, Kim, are you there?
I'm here. You don't sound excited to hear me.
I almost forgot what your voice sounds like.
Oh. Hey.
Well, hello, Kim. How are you?
Oh, wow. Wow. I love you, too. Yeah.
That's right. It's great to have you on the show.
It's
Elsie holding it
here.
Down, and Kim is joining us this week.
happy to be joining you on my show.
I'm glad you're on. I was telling our listeners, very pumped up. A lot of things going up here around New York, on the radio waves, on TV, about our boy Michael Vick. And I was just so crazy. I was like, you know what? I got to talk about it. Because, you know, people have this thing that Michael should... They shouldn't have allowed him back into the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they feel what he did, he's not a role model, and he's not, you know, someone that should be allowed to have the, I guess, the... He shouldn't really have really the privilege, I guess they say, to play amongst the NFL's greatest players in the world. So he's really getting beat up on in the media today. And I think what makes this country great is that you get a second chance if you make a mistake in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all of us make mistakes. And you know what? I'm not saying what he did. Don't condone anything that he did. Not at all. What he did was, oh my gosh, just indescribable what he did to pets. And I don't think anybody thinks what he did was a good thing. But what I do think is, hopefully he has learned his lesson, and he should get a second chance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he didn't kill anybody. He did, you know. He didn't kill a person, per se, but, you know, he did pay his debt. He did go to jail for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, give the guy, you know, give him a break. And I think people are only coming out of woodworks because Michael Vick had a banner night last night. And I don't know if you're aware, Kimmy. He basically threw for over 300 yards and had 6 touchdowns on Monday Night Football last night. So it was, for a quarterback, that was just kind of unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
So all the haters, whether, you know, are out, and it's all over the airwaves. It's all over the tube. And why is this guy being allowed to play in this game? And he's, you know, he should be held to a higher standard. So I don't know. Don't know your thoughts. We didn't get a chance to chat about it, but we will chat about it now. What is? First off, do you like Michael? Do you like Michael?
Well, I wouldn't say that I like or dislike him. I mean, I'm aware of who he is, and obviously what happened with him, and you know, totally agree with your assessment that you know, he did something awful, but paid his debt. And, however, what I will say is that, but for the grace of God, any of us could be in that situation, in his position. And, you know, I think that we should be careful about being judgmental about one another, because, you know, it could happen to anyone. And with sports figures or celebrity figures like Michael Vick, I think the focus ought to be on what they're doing and not how they're living and who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes I think we get caught up in their personal lives a little bit too much.
Well, you have people that are saying, because, let's say, if a fireman had did something to pets or animals, they wouldn't be able to be a fireman after they came out from prison.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's say, you know, a broker, stockbroker,
mm-hmm.
did
mm-hmm.
something. He wouldn't be allowed to, you know, come back after he did his prison time and be a stockbroker. So, you know, you got a lot of people out and saying, hey, he's a bad guy and he shouldn't be allowed to make a living, basically. I mean, that's what they're saying. And you know what? You know, the guy, he made a mistake, but he should be able to support himself and his family.
Right, and I think people who think that way are being hypocritical, because, you know, you have people with that mindset, and then, you know, here we are having to figure out what to do with former criminals once they get out of prison. How are they going to support themselves and be positive contributors to society? And so we can't have it both ways. I mean, we can either have them pay their debts and get out and be productive citizens, or we can have them have to pay their debt and then, you know, ostracize them forever, which I don't think is, you know, a good idea for anybody.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest problem with, I think a lot of people, when they do pay their debt, is that a lot of companies or organizations don't want to hire them because they have a record. And now everything that you fill out asks you if you ever been convicted of a felony. So it's like now, you know, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. I mean, it's like, wow. You know, so nobody wants to hire someone that's a felon. But, you know, like you said, Kim, it's, I think people have forget that no one's perfect here. No one, you know, I mean, who am I to judge the next man or woman? You know, there's only one man that could do that, and he's not here. Not yet. Okay.
No, that's very true. And, you know, the sad thing is that we like to pick on people when they're down, you know, rather than saying, okay, again, anybody could be in this position, and let's not be, you know, bullies and, you know, be so judgmental. Let's just take a look at, okay, here this guy is, and he did something that was awful, but he's trying to redeem himself, and let's be supportive of him.
I definitely agree with that. I tell you, it's been a crazy day here in New York. Just a lot of chatter about Michael. And, you know, if Michael did nothing, if he had a bad game yesterday, you wouldn't have heard anything. Not at all. But because he had a record-breaking day, people are like, this guy should not be on TV. But you have a right as you know, that was given to you, that you don't have to support the either watching the game or going to the actual football game. You don't have to support it. You know, that's your right as a person to kind of say, hey, I'm not with this and I don't agree with it. And just like a couple weeks ago, I know, Kim, I hope you did, went out and voted. That's your way of kind of, you know, speaking out.
Of course. And, you know, the other thing here is we have a situation where the underdog succeeded. And, you know, I'm really kind of surprised at all of the criticism, because usually when an underdog succeeds, you know, people are rooting him or her on. And it just seems like this whole Michael Vick case took on and still has taken on a life of its own. And people can't get beyond the dogs. It's like I heard someone say on a talk show, you know, and rightfully so, they said, you know, people act like after his post-game interview, he's going back out to another dog fight.
Right.
You know, instead of to celebrate his victory. So,
well, I guess the reason why this was such a, and they came after Michael. This was no, okay, we'll slap on a wrist. I mean, they came after Michael hard when this allegation came out and ultimately he was found guilty, is that they came after him hard. So this wasn't like, oh, we gave him a slap on the wrist. 2 years they gave him. And he had to file bankruptcy. So, you know, financially, physically, mentally, he's paid a tremendous debt, you know, for what he did. And the only thing we can do is hope that Michael has learned from this situation. It makes him a better person. And it looks like he's having an unbelievable year. It looks like he may be able to get another big contract, because he will be a free agent after this year. So it looks like he will be able to start to reap in some of the big monies that he used to have. He was, you know, back in 2001, number one pick, and had a huge contract at that time. And so I think Michael's going to get another chance. And, you know, maybe he'll surprise people and do some community stuff or donate X amount of monies to different organizations. Maybe it will be public, maybe it won't be. But, you know, I think, you know, because so many people, I guess I can't say United States is the biggest lover, but it's probably up there with people love, you know, loving their pets. So when this came out, what he actually did, which was crazy, people took, you know, was so appalled. So I guess this, you know, that's just something that stays right in front of people's minds. So whenever they see him on TV, it just pops back out there.
Right, and that's the unfortunate part of this, when it should be, okay, how do we, you know, I think as individuals, we all need to take a step back and look at our own lives and think, okay, what's something that I've done personally that, you know, it will not and may not be in many cases as heinous as what happened with Mr. Vic, but, you know, take a look at your own situation and say, okay, what have I done, you know, and what lesson have I learned, and how am I going to use that lesson to help improve my life? And I really think that that's the conversation that I would like to see people having, rather than should he or should he not be playing in the league.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say, hey, this guy's a big entertainer. He's supposed to be squeaky clean. But you know what? The way things are now, and any, really, in all four forms of life, who's actually squeaky clean? I don't
know.
You know, there's very few people nowadays that are squeaky clean, so to speak. You know, somebody's done something. And, you know, in this country, we think that the actors, these entertainers, these elected officials, which we know not to be true, are, you know, who they say they are. But you know what? They're people. You know, when it comes down to it, there are people just like, you know, me and you, and they make mistakes. But people, you know, you know, I guess what makes the world go round, a lot of people just look at it totally different and forget that they are regular people just like all of us. So,
or forget that we're all fallible. You know?
That's right. That, you know what, Kim? That is a great, great word. That probably hits it right on the head. I know that, you know, this is why you are part of the LC and Jack radio show. You just come up with these terms.
Thank you, darling. That's my job.
Girl.
It's so true.
All right, we
got to
get Michael on the show so I can let you drool all over him, okay?
No, I wouldn't drool on Mike. He has his drool, but he has her respect.
All right, well, I'm going to jump into some birthdays and shout-outs. So at the end, yeah, so get your shout-outs together. I want to see what you got. But happy birthday to your girl, Lisa Bonet. She is 43 this week from The Cosby Show, for those young whippersnappers that don't remember her. Happy birthday. To my man, former Met great and Cy Young pitcher, Dwight Gooden. Happy birthday to Dwight. He's 42 this week. Happy birthday to the cross-dresser, the man that does it big time, Rude Paul. 49 this week. Doing it. Funny man. Well, he used to be the funny man. I really haven't heard too much of him lately. But, you know, maybe he's on the comeback trail. Who knows? Sinbad, 53 this week. It's been a long time since you heard that name, right, Kim?
Yes, a very long time.
Sinbad.
That's old
school. Yeah. So he's still buzzing around. I saw him some show, or actually, I think it was an HBO special. They did a quick spot on him. So he is still somewhere out and about. So we'll look out for him. And happy birthday to a couple of our Facebook listeners, Lisa Williams and my cousin, Michelle James, and Ted Nixon.
Happy
birthday to all from the LC and Jack Radio Shout. want to give a shout out to Sheila Evans, Billy Moss, Al Kirby, and my main man Cornbread. Big up from the LC and Jack radio show. What you got there, Kim? You got any shout outs?
I do. I have three.
I'll give you a couple seconds to drum some up.
Oh, that was a low blow. I'm going to deal with you after this.
Okay.
I really am. I want to shout out to Michael Vick.
Wow. All right. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, somebody better shout him out.
That's right. Keep up the great positive work and keep your personal life out of your profession. That's number one. My second shout out is to all of the ladies. Go check out Tyler Perry's new movie.
Really? Did you check it out?
I've not checked it out. I plan to, but I think it's an important movie for all women to see, not just African-American women, because we all go through different trials and tribulations in life.
Yes, we
and
do.
And I think it's just, you know, another struggle to success story that, you know, we can all benefit from. And
Yes, we do.
My final shout-out is to our boy, Jack.
Oh, yes.
Come
Jack,
back.
Wherever you are.
Yeah,
I know he's tuning in and it's going to be back rolling. But he's not able to join the show till this evening, so we'll catch up with Jack.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to hold it down for him until he gets ready to roll back on the show.
Yes,
so then we'll hold it down for him. But, yeah, big up to Jack and to our listeners. Big up to you. Allowing us to bring enlightenment to you, and you know, and give us feedback, letting us know what you like to talk about and on this worldwide internet. So big up to all of you. I do have some information on your boy there, Kim, who has just been convicted. We talked about convictions and stuff. Your friend Charles B. Rangel. Up here in New York.
Yeah.
Was convicted.
I
don't know if you've gotten the news. Okay, but he was convicted on 11 counts of ethical violations. Okay, hot off the presses.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, he was convicted by his peers. And as we speak, I'm looking over the article. It just was released. And, I'm not sure if he's going to be removed from his, because he was reelected.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how that's going to affect his status, his current status.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he was convicted on 11 counts. And some of that ruling was, it says here, his failure to pay taxes and proper solicitation of fundraising donations and failure to accurately report his personal income, which had brought dishonor to the house. So, yes. So this was hot off the presses, actually, as of this is late this afternoon. So I don't know what's going to happen from here. But, you know what, the man is 80 years old. And I know he didn't want to. They wanted him to resign. He didn't want to do that. But
mm-hmm.
at what point do you say, you know what, enough is enough?
Right.
And step aside to keep some dignity. You know, I understand he feels he's innocent. I don't know. I don't know what's there to gain. He's been convicted now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting to find out, and there's nothing here in the article pretty much what's going to happen from here.
Mm-hmm.
But, legendary elected official up in Harlem.
Right.
But, I don't know. This is how he goes out? I don't know. Any thoughts there, Kim?
My commentary on that is that he, has been a great serviceman to the country. It's a sad, sad result. And, you know, I think that, you know, we all have to wait and see what he has to say about the outcome.
Well, he walked out yesterday. They had a hearing yesterday. I don't know if you're aware. He walked out. He didn't have an attorney. And he said he couldn't afford one, which I don't, you know, it's a little debatable for him. But he didn't have an attorney. He had an attorney. And then he had, they had a disagreement. So I believe he fired the attorneys he had. And he didn't have any representation yesterday. So he wanted to postpone the meeting, and they said no. They said, are you prepared to defend yourself either way? And, of course, he said no, and they said, well, we're still going to make a decision. So I don't, well, like you said, well, I guess we'll wait to see what he says, but we pretty already know he's going to disagree with the charges that were, or the conviction that was laid down. So I don't know.
Do you think this is going to tarnish his career?
Somewhat, yes, because, you know, up in Harlem, they reelected him recently, so obviously with all the charges, people still feel confident in what he can do, but I kind of equate it to, maybe a little different, but as a heavyweight fighter who's way past his prime and should retire, which just never does, he stays in the game way too long and continues to take punishment.
You think he should have retired a long time ago?
I think he should have just not even gone through it, because, I mean, there was a lot of issues, a lot of charges brought up against him.
Mm-hmm.
He's 80 years old. How much longer do you foresee yourself being able to keep up with the pace of being, you know, representing, you know, the people in your, you know, the people?
You've
been for 40 years.
Yeah, I think he's part of that generation of Americans who've done something for so long and they just don't know how to let it go.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about the appropriate time, it's even about just knowing how to let it go.
How to walk, yeah. You don't know how to walk away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think he could have just, you know, they wanted him to kind of resign, and a lot of this cop probably would have just kind of faded off, but refused to do it, so probably will have some type of tarnishment to his. Some tarnishment, but, you know, I guess when you look at his body of work, people will remember the great things that he did, and hopefully they won't recall, you know, some of the things that these charges that have been laid down on him.
Right, and hopefully they will remember, you know, how much he helped the community and how much he loved the country. And, you know, I also think that this is a prime time for Republicans and so Democrats. So, you know, they're cleaning house. So.
Yes, they are. They want the Democrats out. And I don't know about you. I had a chance to go out and vote and make my voice heard. So all we can do now is, you know, hope that whoever's in office, whether it's the person that you voted for or not, is that they do the right thing for the people. So ultimately, you know, I care about the person, whether they're Republican, Democrat, whatever they are. Just do the right thing for the people. The rest will take care of itself.
Exactly. And we wish him the best.
Yes, we do. So it was great to have you on the show this evening, Kim. I didn't, you know, next time I won't be able to get a chance to indulge into this new love affair that I hear you have. So we won't get into it right now, but, you know, Jack did tell me that, you know, a new love affair going on, so must be able to find out some more intimate details for our audience and for my own public knowledge. Well, we'll save that for our next show. find out all the details.
You get Jack back, so that's what you all on that. That's what you do for me. Get Jack back.
So you have any parting words there, Kim, from Kim's commentary before we jump out and
live free and be happy and contribute. You know, contribute to your community, contribute to your family, you know, contribute to your profession, but whatever you do, contribute.
Do it well. Whatever you do, do it well.
Yes.
Yes, and I concur with those sentiments. And on those words, we will see you next Tuesday on the LC and Jack Radio Show. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week. Good night.